The new state legislative session is well underway, and a few state senators are planning to reintroduce what's known as the Reproductive Parity Act. The bill will require insurers to cover abortion as part of their maternity care package. Last year's version of the bill died in the Senate due to Republican opposition. This year, it's already got the support of Democratic Governor Jay Inslee. He said in his inaugural address, Washington women need the freedom and privacy to make their own health care decisions.
That's why I look forward to the legislature sending me the Reproductive Parity Act to my desk, which I will sign. Let's get this done.
One proponent of the bill, Senator Steve Hobbs, a Democrat from Washington's 44th District, which includes Lake Stevens, Mill Creek, and Snohomish. Senator Hobbs, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you for having me on.
Tell us a little bit more about what this bill would do.
Certainly, Ross, what this bill will do will allow abortion coverage on health insurance, and it's part of the Reproductive Parity Act. And we're hoping that it'll pass this year in time for the exchange to be up.
How is the bill different from the one that failed last year?
Well, it does move the date. There's an enactment date on it, and because the healthcare exchange is coming online, and so we want to make sure that the bill is in line with the Affordable Health Care Act.
Now, the Republicans defeated this bill in the Senate last year, and this year, with the help of two Democrats, the Republicans are in charge of the Senate. On the surface, it looks like it's going to be harder to pass.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's true. I think the votes are there. I think one of the folks that did vote no in terms of the Ninth Ward was a procedural move to try to bring the bill to the floor. One of those folks that prevent that from going to the floor is a signer onto the bill, and that happens to be Senator Steve Lietzau, who's number two on the bill, and who's a Republican.
How'd you convince him to change his mind?
Well, he was a supporter last year, but, you know, not to get too in the details of what a procedural vote is and what isn't, I think it's just important to know that he is willing to vote yes on this bill.
You're feeling pretty confident.
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, obviously, there'll be some struggles trying to work this bill through a Republican majority. But if the Republican majority is trying to build themselves as being bipartisan and centrist, I think by passing this bill quickly out of the Senate, it takes political pressure off them. And I think it's a good thing for the state. So I'm hoping, working with them, that they'll have this bill go through.
Senator Hobbs, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Senator Steve Hobbs, Democrat from the 44th District, one of the main backers of the Reproductive Parity Act, which goes before the legislature this year.